Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a sad and bizarre story about a youth pastor who not only got a teenager at his church pregnant, but then also allegedly paid for someone to murder his senior pastor. Stay with us, because we'll be right back.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
A youth pastor in Pennsylvania got a 17-year-old girl pregnant in 2016 and was arrested for sexual assault. Now, he's facing charges for hiring someone to murder his senior pastor and the judge who presided over his case. The Mercury News reports that 37-year-old Jacob M. Malone allegedly offered to pay a fellow inmate while serving a sentence in Laurel Highlands State Correctional Institute. Malone was in jail because back in 2016, a 17-year-old girl gave birth to his child. Malone was arrested when his senior pastor, Harold Lee Wiggins, reported him to the police. The teenager claimed that Malone had been sexually assaulting her since she started living with him and his family. Malone pleaded guilty to several charges, including corruption of minors, institutional sexual assault, and endangering the welfare of children. Judge Jacqueline Carroll Cody gave Malone a sentence of 3 to 6 years in a minimal security prison. When Malone's lawyers requested 2 to 4 years, Judge Cody said that was too lenient. While in prison, Malone allegedly offered $5,000 to Angelo Tomeo to murder Wiggins and an additional amount of money to murder Judge Cody. NBC News reports that Tomeo reported Malone's offer to the Chester County District Attorney's Office in July 2019. Listeners, please pray that God would get hold of Malone's heart and that any future plans to harm anyone would absolutely fail. Tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.